New federal data from the Department of Education confirm retirement age borrowers are struggling to repay their federal student loans. About 60% of borrowers over age 62 have been making federal student loan payments for more than 15 years. Tia Caldwell is a policy analyst with the Education Opportunity and Mobility Initiative at the nonprofit New America, who suspects many other borrowers have been paying even longer. She says until now, her team had been using 2016 data from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, but the updated numbers offer valuable insight into the realities many older borrowers are grappling with in Utah and across the country.
There's this huge growth of older borrowers because so many people are struggling with their student loans and are unable to repay their loans in the time frame that they probably imagined they would be able to when they took out those loans.
Caldwell adds financially strapped borrowers often pause their loan payments or enroll in affordable income-driven repayment plans, but these can extend the repayment terms by years, or they spend time in default, which can have punitive consequences. Sarah Sattelmeyer, also with New America, says the new data paint a bleak picture. One in three federal borrowers is in default, and about 80% of seniors with loans hold debt from their own education. But she notes it's important to have the information.
Until now, we really have been taking what I like to call a beg, borrow, and steal, although maybe not the stealing part, approach to getting data. It's really hard to come up with the right policy solutions when you don't understand which groups are most impacted.
Sattelmeyer says the latest figures make this issue harder to ignore. She adds New America commenced the Biden administration's work on student debt relief, but more work is needed. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.